Deus in adiutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Alleluia. Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita dulcedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesu, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.
Mary entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Mary entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When your greeting sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When your greeting sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight.
He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure,
that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved.
In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven.
So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us.
God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery,
the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ,
a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time,
to bring all things into one in him, in heaven and on earth.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. In your relations with one another, clothe yourselves with humility. God is stern with the arrogant, but to the humble he shows kindness. Bow humbly under God's mighty hand, so that in due time he may lift you on high. Cast all your care on him, because he cares for you. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum.
Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Dominus tecum.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. All generations will call me blessed. The Lord has looked with favor on his lowly servant. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy,
the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. All generations will call me blessed. The Lord has looked with favor on his lowly servant. Let us praise God, our Almighty Father, who wished that Mary, his son's mother, be celebrated by each generation. Now in need we ask.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
O God, worker of miracles, you made the Immaculate Virgin Mary share body and soul in your son's glory in heaven. Direct the hearts of your children to that same glory.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You made Mary our mother. Through her intercession, grant strength to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, pardon to sinners, salvation and peace to all.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You made Mary full of grace. Grant all men the joyful abundance of your grace.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Make your church of one mind and one heart in love, and help all those who believe to be one in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You crowned Mary, Queen of Heaven. May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty ever-living God, who while the Blessed Virgin Mary was carrying your son in her womb, inspired her to visit Elizabeth, grant us, we pray, that faithful to the promptings of the Spirit, we may magnify your greatness with the Virgin Mary at all times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.